June 5th, 2013, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watch the Pedro Show. Not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. I'm here in my pad in Pedro. Start off the show with In a Sentimental Mood by John Coltrane with Duke Ellington. After that, Sawaka with Kira Kira. And then something from my guest for today, Pastelevision. Rough mix it. Don't Put It in Your Head. Let me welcome you. Hey, Kevin Lab.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you.
Hello.
To you.
Hey.
What's going on? This is rough because you guys just record now. And
yeah.
So these ain't final mixes.
No, these are just rough mixes.
These are just, yeah. Well, let's get into the band. Pedro Band.
Yep.
When did it start?
It actually started in Seattle.
Yeah.
The songwriting process started in Seattle.
Yeah.
Then I met Eva when I moved down here in September of 2011. And then we started playing together. And then recruited Jacob like May, I think, 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were writing songs in Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Planning to move to Los Angeles.
Right. And planning. What does Pastelevision mean?
I have no idea. Let's ask Eva. She came up with it.
Oh, okay.
You know, its main purpose is.
Pastel's like some kind of crayon.
It's a color. Or it's colors.
A palette of colors.
It's just colors that are light. And
yeah, they're
Easter
more like when I think of pastel.
Combined with the word pastel, or with television.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just supposed to sound cute. I don't know. I just thought it sounds cool. People think it's, like, going to be psychedelic when they hear it, but I just...
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I thought you were going to be a psychedelic fan. And I was like, no, I just thought it sounded cool.
Okay. Actually, Jacob ain't the real drummer. Not real. Original.
He's fake.
Imaginary.
He's very real. I mean, original.
He's not here. It's all an illusion.
Yeah, the first person we started playing with was Anthony Gomez, who was in Canna Beans. Yeah. He used to be in Canna Beans. I think he still does do Canna Beans. Sleepover, yeah.
Yeah, you were at Sleepovers for show.
Down the street
here.
I
have a picture.
On 7th, right?
Yeah.
Whose backyard was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was drums and guitar.
Yeah.
I think he was the drum.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, and then Canna Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Actually, I think he's been in a few bands.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wrote the songs. You moved from Seattle.
Yeah.
Started with Anthony on drums. See about the bass. And just started doing gigs right like that. Or work
practiced,
up a set.
Yeah, worked up a set. Practiced for a few months in his basement over on 13th Street. And then...
we started playing shows with him in like January
of
2012.
Yeah, our first show was at the
ballet. So Anthony was also the practice pad dude.
Yeah.
That's, you know what, drummers usually that way. It was with me and D-Boom that way because they can't really... jam in bedrooms and shit, you know, unless you're out in the field because it's too loud. So we were always looking for drummers. That's how we found George Hurley. He had a shed in the back. Actually, the first Minutemen drummer was Frank Tarchi, a welder, and he was in a little house in his sister's backyard. Was all, so you guys are in a fine tradition about that. So it ain't lame. It's easier with it because amps you can always... Turn down. It's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is, you know about Jonathan Richmond? He had a band called Modern Lovers. He's been on his own for years now. But he had the drummer play with towels on the heads. I think he still does.
Wow.
So, maybe it's happening at the end. Practice pad. So, how long did you guys practice before your first gig?
Like a month?
Only a month?
Yeah.
Damn. Can you remember that first gig?
Yeah, it was at the San Pedro Ballet.
Oh, 13th in Pacific.
Yeah.
It was May 1 photo. It used to be a Norwegian bakery, right, in the old days?
I don't know. I'm not
long time ago. Before the mirrors and the bars were yelled. Yeah. Long time ago. But that was your first one. I got to play there a couple times. I don't know if they're doing gigs
anymore.
They
do. They asked us, but they're pay to play now, so we said no.
Is that Craig Ibarra?
No, it's the the people that own
the
it.
The actual people.
Yeah, the kid that asked. They don't want bands to play there unless you can do pre-sell tickets and all this stuff.
Rent it out, basically, from them.
Yeah, they want you to... It's a pay-to-play situation.
Like Live House in Japan. Or the whiskey.
The whiskey,
It's like that now. So
now
they're
that's the first pad we played with monitors.
Wow.
And it went down. That was the place to play in the old days. Okay, this song here, I didn't ask you about Don't Put It In Your Head. What was that about? But I'm going to ask you about this one, Mind War. It's like another head tune.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at the time. So what's this one about?
Most of these songs, I'd say, are about just being at a certain place in my life, going through a separation, and I don't know. They kind of speak for themselves, I guess, the lyrics.
Well, this one's like almost a one-on-one, right? Yeah. Mind war. Unless somebody's in your mind, like the end of Brazil, remember that? Jesus. Nightmare. Cried at that movie. Okay, let's listen.
I do.
completed our show. We started off with Mind War, Separation Song. Then some buddies of the band, right? Fiddlar with No Waves, maybe a surfing song.
Kind of.
Or Bummed Out, because there ain't no surf. And Piss Test with No Money. Then the Potential Lunatics with Witch Cakes. And then something new from Dirty Beaches. I picked that. I Dream in Neon. And something new from Charamelos. They're from Sacktown. A tune called Bite. I got to see them. Was it last week? Yeah. They were bitching. And then something from the new Nice Sharp Pencils album called Boomerang. I think it's called, the album's called Letters to Pettibone. Yeah. Jacob Drums. Yeah. I kind of know a little bit. You started really young because Danny Lou, your pop.
Yeah.
And then on the other side was Aaron White and his boy,
Ethan
on the bass. And you cats kind of started together, huh?
Yeah, that was fun. We used to live on 4th Street.
That's right, the Porch Chorus thing.
Yeah.
People you might not know, but there was a scene in the 90s in Pedro. This is where I found Raul. Actually, Vinny Vegas led me there, and there was a couple apartment pads next to each other. And it was actually a tour stop. People were playing there on the road. And, yeah, pretty amazing. So there, you guys were living close.
Yeah.
Was it your idea? How old were you when you started drums?
I think I was like 6, and I started playing along to Joan Jett.
Joan Jett!
Her, like, solo record or something.
I've seen her.
But, yeah.
Runaways. Mm-hmm. When she was just a guitar, and then she became a singer.
Yeah.
Guitar.
So, and then Ethan came around, and we started playing songs together. We went to, like, a funk camp out in L.A. with Flea from Red Hot
Are you guys the same age?
No, I think he's, like, 18 or 19 now. I'm 16 right now.
So he's a couple years older. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and people, he said Flea because, you know the story of that school. Well, Flea, he went to Fairfax and trumpet and stuff. He went back when, you know, as a man grown up. Mm-hmm. And they had gotten rid of the music program. You know, a lot of public schools in SoCal don't have music programs.
Mm.
And he was bummed, you know.
Yeah, that sucks.
He says, I'm going to open up my own. And that's what the Silver Lake Conservatory is.
Mm.
And that's where you, took lessons. And
yeah, well, I went for one summer, I think, but yeah, so we started playing together, and then
still, the summer's a summer. There's some.
Yeah.
You learned some stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And then yeah.
And then what? Self study. Or on the job training in bands.
we jammed a little bit, but I took like drum lessons from this guy, and then
Pedro guy.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But yeah, then I stopped with him. I didn't even play for a few years. And then I started taking lessons again with this guy in Torrance. And me and my friend Wyatt started playing, trying to make music.
Where in Torrance? Was it that? What was it called? Marshall?
Yeah, they just closed down.
They just closed, huh? Yeah.
Marshall Music?
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah, yeah. No,
that pad goes back many. When I was a teenager, that. I mean, in the older days, it was not as much. It was like school band instruments.
Yeah.
But it went way back. It just closed. You know what, others, not so much, well, there's a music shop, World of Strings, Long Beach, on 7th Street,
World
50 years.
I got my first guitar there, and my violin was made there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they were into.
In the
shop. Stand-up basses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 30 or 40 of them, I mean, and cellos, that was a bit, but also electric guitars and basses, that's kind of sad. So Marshall too.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people took lessons there. It's by, what's it called, Torrance High. That's Old Torrance. And for
Old
few years right in that neighborhood was SST.
Right.
Around from Jealous Again to just before Damage. That era. And a dentist's office. I remember there was a fountain for JFK there. But they made it so it would look like a toilet seat. Kind of weird. Okay, so twice you took lessons. Well, and also the conservatory, that camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, self-study, like playing in bands, playing with people.
trying to make something happen, but nothing ever really happened.
I went to his first show when he was 12.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Where was that?
It was like a first Thursday, one of the art galleries.
On 7th Street?
Yeah. I remember it was his 12th birthday.
Is tonight first Thursday? No, tomorrow.
I don't have a good concept of time.
It is Wednesday. I think tomorrow's. People in Pedro, they have this art thing on the first Thursdays. So in a way, it's happening. You found these guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We asked him.
Or they found you. I'm sorry. But they got things happening. Mm-hmm. And he's a quick learner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right away, he got it. As I remember you telling me, you guys were ready for gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony was kind of leaving you in lurches and stuff, so he picked up the thing.
Yep.
Nothing bad about Anthony, I'm just saying the
situation. They're all special in their own way.
Yeah, right. Now this White Lizard, this is a special song probably. The White Lizard, we're going to hear
Jacob
next.
Jacob wrote that song.
There's no lyrics or anything. I just came up with a cool little guitar.
Yeah, songs don't always need words.
Yeah. It was, I don't know.
Do they?
That's all Jacob right there.
Yeah, I think they don't need
White
words.
White Lizard, because no. Kevin.
Instrumentals are
right. Looks like one.
Right. They count.
The Beethoven Fifth Symphony. Yeah. His words. And, but what was the vision? Was it Chuck Walla? You know about Chuck Walla?
Yeah.
She's got, how many?
I've got two Chuck Wallas.
Only two? Didn't they have babies?
I had one baby.
Okay. Let's listen.
Thank you.
For Pedro Show. You just heard something brand new from my buddies in Tokyo Light. It's called the Subaru. Which, yeah, right. Some car manufacturer, that's how we know. Well, maybe it's something else. Then the Bad Machine ahead of that with Burning Eyes.
So good band.
Yeah?
Very good band.
It's my roommate's band. It's really good.
Cesar Mora.
Oh, that, this is the roommate
Mora,
gang. Okay.
Fucking Chingar.
Yeah,
Cesar
right.
Mora right there.
Fucking Chingar.
All him. Remember that name? Cesar Mora. Yeah,
he's a really good singer and songwriter.
Head of that was Big Eyes, but different than I thought. Yeah. Who's Big Eyes?
Band from Portland?
And you're playing drums?
No. They're from Seattle.
Yeah, I just really like
Seattle, them. Yeah, Big Eyes.
Oh, they're you're really, a fan.
Yeah,
Jacob's a fan.
They
okay.
played down here a few times, and then I saw
We're
them
all
up
fans.
In Eureka last...
They
yeah,
played
but you fucking
Pedro
pointed also. At him.
Well, because he liked
them. He didn't go like this.
But he really likes them.
Did
I thought
you
could
in
talk
Eureka,
about
really?
It.
Yeah, like some little punk show, like some like band that was trying to... They like trying to be like Black Flag, like... The singer was all buff and, like, everything.
Well, like Henry?
Yeah.
Because there's been a few singers.
Yeah.
Dezo maybe not as buff. In those
days. Yeah, like Henry.
And, I started off with White Lizard. Jacob penned tune for Stellavision. Kevin? How'd you get going with music? How old were you?
16 when I picked up a guitar.
10 years later.
Yeah.
Joe Baez at 27.
Really?
You believe that shit?
Wow.
Well, that's how strong punk was. He was an artist, you know, and he thought, fuck, these dudes are starting a band, I should too. 27.
He's amazing.
Yeah. I tell people that because some people say too old. Because some cats get in on it early, like Jacob, which is great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But... Whenever your time. So you were 16, like in high school then?
Yeah, in high school. I went to Narbonne High School.
Narbonne?
Yeah, I grew up in Harbor City.
Oh, so you ain't Seattle.
No, I only lived in Seattle for 6 years.
I know Narbonne, the Gauchos.
Yeah, the Gauchos.
They call that area Harbor Gateway because people for Los Angeles don't know Harbor. They need a little tentacle that comes down Western Avenue.
Yep.
And that's it. And that's the area Pete Rye would play. They were in the Marine League, the Gauchos.
It's kind of a strange mascot.
Trippy.
Trippy mascot to have.
And so you're in high school, and what, some other cats are playing?
No, I just decided to pick it up myself, and I got a couple of my friends into it. We formed like a little band, my friend's garage.
Wow, right away.
Yeah, we didn't actually play any shows.
No, just jam.
Yeah, just jammed.
Figure out songs off the record or write your own?
A little of both.
Oh, great.
Mostly at the beginning, figuring out like Nirvana songs and stuff like this.
Yeah, stuff off records.
Yeah, and then writing our own stuff.
Was it a trio?
Yeah, it was a trio. I still talk to the guys too. Wow. Actually grew up with them. Like, we met when we were like 7 years old.
Wow. Are they still out there in the... Harbor Gateway's about 10, 12 miles north of Pedro, people.
Yeah, it's...
We share Western Avenue. Cause it's here. In fact, it ends here.
It ends here, yeah.
Yeah.
It ends here.
I know a dude who... I can't remember his name, but he drove his Mustang off it.
Ends at 25th, right?
But it ends at Royal Palms.
Royal Palms, oh, first.
Yeah, you're supposed to make either left or right.
T-bones. Or not.
Yeah. It's called Paseo del Mar.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he went right into Royal Palm and crashed and killed himself. Terrible.
That sucks.
I wish I remember his name. Some dude came over and looked at my yearbook and started saying names. I couldn't remember anybody. Some, but hardly any. Even teachers' names, and that's not a bad sign. Anyway, so you're still in touch with him?
Yeah.
And what happened to that band?
Did
you do gigs? Did you do recordings?
We did recordings on our own. We didn't
do
any gigs.
They have a name?
The name of the band was, we just dubbed it Maureen Tucker, who's the drummer.
Mo Tucker was the drummer of Velvet Underground.
We were really into the Velvet Underground.
She lives in Arizona.
Really? That's cool.
Scotty was way into her, too.
The drummer of that band got me into... like the Beatles, like Sonic Youth. Before that, I was just into video games.
No music. Video game music.
Yeah, like video game music.
I know some dude who makes shit with Game Boy and stuff.
Yeah, 8-bit music. But,
and then he plays it at gigs. His name is DJ Scotchegg. His real name is Shige, but stage name. Yeah, he plays, he's worked it somehow to.
Whoa, that's cool.
So you owe this guy to turn you on to bands and stuff.
Yeah.
Music. Yeah, there's no more precious gift, I think, than turning somebody on. We'll continue next hour because we're at the end of the first hour. June 5, 2013, edition of Wap Pedro Show. Guest Pastella Vision, Pedro Band. Hold tight for hour two. June 5th, 2013. It's the second hour. Watch for Pedro Show.
What? minus five and counting. O2 tube in nostrils, earphones in ears, air conditioner on, the weather is a bitch. Fluid bloated hippo legs up one, two, on a towel covered chair. Theme song from Rockford, blast off, and in 5 minutes to sleep, and in 5 days you'll be dead. Neck bent like a twig about to snap, face not at peace. Pillow falling, things falling, bottles falling, bottles breaking. Think green or blue glass, but no glass, not a sound.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. We started the second hour with some more of the upcoming Pastelevision album, a rough mix of On the Inside. Any insights?
We need to mix it better.
Okay, that's why it's rough.
Yeah.
But what about the tunage itself?
Same kind of thing, just...
inside conflict?
Yeah, inside conflict.
Okay. Well, it's on the inside, but yeah. Wow, terrible. Or internal conflict.
Internal, so. Yeah.
And then we heard the Adelics with the motto.
So Pedro.
Pedro.
Teenager
young
band.
People,
yeah,
right?
It's my friend's band, because there's not many people, I guess, that play, that go to Pedro High. So, like, they're...
There's not many people in Pedro.
There's a lot
that go to Pedro High. Oh, no. Not that many people at Pedro High that play.
Yeah, that play. Okay. Like, their own music.
Okay.
So,
it's kind of like the old days. We knew hardly anybody played. We knew no one who did keyboard. They cost so much money. No one we knew. So they're young people at the school that are playing in a band.
Yeah.
Are they related? Are these the brothers and sister?
No, that's Potential Lunatics.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about them. Potential Lunatics is another young band. It's a brother and sister. Shut that hatch because of her side. They're not Pedro, right?
I think they're like from Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Long Beach. And they're even younger?
No, I think Emma's like 17 now.
Oh,
and her
okay.
brother is like, it was like his 15th birthday, that one
But
show.
They started young,
they
right?
They started like, yeah. Like,
they've been doing this for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been doing it for like years. But they're like 15.
Do they have a lot
17.
Of releases?
I don't
think they're
really.
Working on their second.
Only second.
Yeah.
But they've been playing since, what, before they were 10 and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
This is great stuff. People, if you're listening and you're young, go for it. If you're older and have kids, get them into it. Because other fuckers, I mean, people are. And it's okay. That's what the scene's all about. We also didn't talk about Piss Test. I love that name. Are they Pedro?
No, they're from Portland.
Portland.
We played with them.
Wipers Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played with them at the Redwood. They're really, really awesome. I really like them. A lot. They're really, really nice people.
And Fiddlar.
I don't know anything about those.
They're from LA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the name's an acronym, right?
Oh, yeah.
Stands for Fuck It Dog, Life's a Risk. I just saw them the other day, actually, in San Diego.
Did you know that?
Yeah, that's like the only thing I know about them.
Then you know something.
They're really
like
good.
Like Fiddlar, that'd be the last thing I was. Kind of like some accent on fiddle player.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Zero Mostel. Okay, but they're L.A. band, huh?
Yeah, L.A. band.
Okay. Because we've been talking about your other buddies, and I didn't want to leave them out. I just spaced on that. Okay, back to your journey, Kevin. Because there was a Seattle detour, okay, after you're playing with these guys in school.
Yeah.
Gaucho.
gotcha.
When you graduate and what, the band kind of goes away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I graduated in 96.
Yeah.
So, after that, I was kind of just playing music on my own.
There in the Gateway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same place. And then, ended up moving to Lomita.
Yeah. Closer to Pedro.
And I actually had like a practice room in my garage there.
Your Descendants practice there by Eshelman.
Oh, really?
On BCH. There's like a model helicopter shop.
Oh, yeah.
They're in that little, that dealio for a few years.
That's cool.
When Ray was a guitar man. Frank, too. Okay, so you were pracking there, but no band.
Well, in Lomita, then, I was in a band called the Red Onions.
Red Onions.
I
remember those guys.
That went on for a few years.
Yeah, you played in Pedro, right?
Yeah, I played at...
Sacred.
Zona Rosa. And then we played at some house.
You didn't play down there at the coffee shop when it was...
Sacred Grounds.
Yeah.
The old Sacred Grounds.
Yeah, I was going to say Center and Sixth.
Yeah. And then this 4th Street house. I don't know if that's the same house you guys are...
Well, there was like three of them. They were close to each other.
Yeah.
There was a house and apartments.
This one was close to Gaffey, I think.
Right, it was right in the corner. That's it. That's right it. Right, in fact, that one Halloween I played in Jacob's backyard when Aaron White was living there.
Yeah.
Money Mark was there.
Yeah.
With the lab coat. Right?
Yeah.
Right. I think I played the gig with my a pumpkin on my head. So, Red Onions, did they ever record?
Yeah, we did a couple 7-inches and an EP. We did an EP with that.
You gotta flow it to me. You didn't bring it with you. I ain't got it here.
Yeah, I'll get you a copy.
Yeah, let me play, or just a digital thing so I can put it on the show. That's sure. You very interested. Okay, so what happened with who was else in the Red Onions?
The singer was Paul Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Who's doing Death Hymn number 9 now. And
we got some of that.
And, yeah.
He's in White Murder as well. Plays drums in White Murder. And then the drummer is George, and the bass player is Hugo.
They still play?
Yeah. George is in a band called Savage Gospel, and then Hugo plays in, what are they called? Stone Plague. It's like kind of like a metal band. He's always in
not
Plague.
Plague.
No, Plague, yeah. Okay. Stone Plague.
Now, what happened after, how'd that band finish up? What happened?
I just
ran out of gas.
Yeah, I ran out of gas, and I wanted to experience something different.
Is that when you bailed?
That's when I bailed, to Seattle.
All the way to Seattle. Now, why'd you pick Seattle?
We've been visiting my person I was seeing. Her parents lived up there, and we were going up there for like the holidays.
So it wasn't just throwing a dart at
No, it was just like, let's go here, Seattle. So I started a different project
here up there. Here it rains.
Yeah. So, totally shifted gears and did like
You did music up there. Okay.
Yeah,
what like, a wave band.
Yeah, like synthesizers and all that. I really like analog synths. And
what was it called?
It's called Venus Verse.
Venus Verse.
Yeah. We only did one EP.
Okay.
And one.
You got to get some to me. You should have brought some of this shit. It'd help with the story. So, what now? Fall Away. That's
Fall
what
away,
we're gonna. Yeah, that's what we're gonna hear. Or did we hear?
No, we didn't.
No, I didn't get done with the rest of the fucking song that we played. But we are going to hear Fall Away. But let me say, after we heard the Idyllics with a motto, we heard Squid Attack by your ex-bandmate, Death Hymn number 9. And then we heard some stuff that I played in, Spielgusher with -5 and Counting, El Guardiano de Faro, El Sueño de Marinayo, I'm playing with on Bloomsday in Dublin. And then the guitar man there, Stefano Palia, has got a band called In Zaire. And we heard Jupiter. Let's hear Fall Away.
Take a look inside. Free. They were set free.
for Pedro Show. Fall Away from the upcoming Pastella Vision started off with. Rough mix, though. Remember, all these are rough. I just wanted you people to hear them since we're going to talk with them. Didn't know we could have brought some music from the backstory. But I'll play that in future shows. Don't worry. And also, when the thing comes, November, you said?
November. It's going to be released on Porchcore Records.
Wow, Porchcore. And then Feral Kizzy with Life Associates after that. I got to play with them, and you were on the bass.
Yeah, I've been playing bass with them.
Kevin's a bass man, not just a guitar and new wave synthesizer.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty fucking good. That's a bad band. I like Feral Kizzy a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good band.
Yeah, but when we... if you're from the older days, bad didn't mean bad.
Yeah. Michael Jackson bad. Michael Jackson
bad. Right, he had that song.
Yeah.
I'm bad. Yeah, bad meant good. I think it was just anti-establishment. You just used opposite. Yeah.
Just used opposites.
Then we heard Landlord with Jack's song. Who's Landlord?
It's a band I played with my other band, Can of Beans.
From the Midwest, aren't they?
Yeah, like...
You shared the same bill.
Yeah, we...
the ballet?
No, at VLHS in Pomona, and they're really awesome. I think the bass player used to be in a band called Defiance Ohio. I really like them a lot.
So maybe they're an Ohio band.
I don't know, but I really enjoyed getting to play with them.
Okay, and then there's something I play bass on that's right behind you. She and Him.
You play bass on that?
Yeah.
I love
Zoe two of the tunes. Two of the tunes.
No
one
way.
Called Together and this one, Baby. Together, I think I played last week. Matt Ward, remember the first Missing Men gigs I did? You know, I put the Missing Men together to do the third opera.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted Raoul and Tom to play together.
Yeah.
Tom's from Manhattan Beach. And kind of, you know, fucking B&D Boom put out Slovenly albums. So he's kind of from the old days. He's 5 years younger, but he's from... So I wanted them to play together, so we started doing gigs, and the first ones was opening for Matt Ward.
I went with you to that show in San Francisco.
Yeah, and this is a band he's got with his lady, and I did some gigs last year, and he said, will you come up in the studio and play some bass? And
that's awesome.
That's one of them.
That's cool.
After that, another thing I played bass on, Iggy and the Stooges' new album. I think it's right behind you, Jacob. Look at the album cover. It's very... Very distinctive. And it's called Double D's. Well, DD's is what the title is, but we call it Double D's. And then new album by Deer Hunter after that, Sleepwalking. Bob Pollard with Fighting the Smoke. You know Bob Pollard? He's Ohio, I know that.
Hmm.
He's got a band called Guided by Voices.
Oh.
This guy puts out an album every month. I mean,
wow.
Talk about prolific. What seems like it. I mean, this guy buttloads is much respect. And then Sigourney with the tune off their new album, Tastes Like Thoughts Smell. Most of them are from Italy. One guy's from Pacifica, though. Stoma with Backwards. Stoma I played before. I think they're from Holland. They're trippy. And then finally, the Paranoid Critical Revolution. And then they died. That's got Reg Bloor, whose husband is Glenn Branca.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Branca.
Kind of composer. That kind of is a great composer.
Friends with Thurston Moore, right?
Well, he played, Thurston Lee played in his band.
Yeah.
That's where they learned a lot of that stuff. And there was another cat, too, Reese Chatham. Thurston told me some stuff about that, but yeah, interesting cat. I got to be in the Symphony 13 when it was here at the...
Whoa, that's awesome.
It was the music hall. Yeah, it was. Cool. 64 guitars, 20 basses, one drum. John Mayer conducted. Fuck, we're at the end of the second hour already. But we're going to continue with the story of Pastella Vision.
And we need Eva's story.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's part of the story. It's been June 5, 2013... A second hour of Watt for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. June 5th, 2013. It's the third hour. The Watt for Pedro Show.
Hey, Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Start off third hour with more Stella Version Rough Mix now, people. They just got everything recorded. They still got a mix. This is a tune called Can't Wait Forever. Yep. Any insight?
This was on the Pedro comp that just came out.
On Water Under the Bridge. Under the Bridge,
yeah. Yeah. WaterUnderTheBridge.com.
He was nice enough to put us on there.
I think I gave a song for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Pedro bands on there. And then from First Wiper's album, Wait a Minute, one of my favorites, Is This Real? In fact, one time I was on tour and I conked at Mike King's bat. Mike King painted the cover.
Whoa.
I saw the painting. And that's when it finally came to me. Oh, it's like windshield wipers.
Because
I always looked at it and I thought it was like some like abstract. Marcel Duchamp. Yeah, descending a staircase. No, it's like
wipers. Windshield wipers, yeah.
Fucking dumb fuck. Just like the first time I read Dubliners. You know, people live in Dublin. Yeah, but I thought it was Dubliners.
Dubliners.
Some kind of reggae, yeah. Slow learners. That's why it's good to have friends and you can discuss things with. Then a band that Siva used to be in called Cat of Beans, a tune called On the Five.
Yeah.
Baby Jess overseas.
Yeah.
Stay safe, Baby Jess. Then Rattle and Hum by Sola Musica. You know about Sola Musica? It's Talia.
Talia's
old Pedro. Talia. Well, shouldn't say old. I'm old.
Don't call girls old, Mike.
Huh?
Don't call girls old.
Well, I know, and she ain't compared to me, but she's been around.
Oh, yeah.
First time I saw her was in a band called Linus. Huh. I think no tunes, you just get up there and jam. It was Jerry Trevetich, the drummer in my second man's band. And then we heard Yells at Eels out of Dallas, Texas, and a band called Tranquilidad Abaradadora, number one. There's two versions. And this is a cat, Stefan Gonzalez. I got to play with him Saturday in Houston. Drummer man, both me and him served as rhythm section for the representative from Corwood Industries. Second time I got to play with him. Hmm. You know about this cat?
Mm-mm.
Maybe 80 albums since the 70s.
Wow.
And maybe a 10-minute phone spiel was, but like no bio, no, yeah, kind of like incognito, that's the word.
Huh.
But a need for expression because putting out the music.
Yeah.
So
hear,
I think that's kind of neat.
What you hear is what you get.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe you don't need all that side.
Exactly.
So to pick up from the wave band Venus.
Venus
and
Verse.
Furs. No.
Venus Verse.
Close. Verse. Venus and Furs is a Velvet song.
Velvet song, yeah.
Wow. It is all connected.
Yep.
So you did some of this wave stuff and then.
Yeah. Then decided.
You pulled the ripcord, left town, left the band.
Yep.
Come here.
Oh,
but you started writing the songs for the Pastelevision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had an itch to do rock music again.
And playing guitar.
Playing guitar. Because
you were doing
yeah.
keyboard with that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Doing keyboards with that.
There's a great synthesizer band. When you said analog, that's one of these. Yeah, not samples, right?
Yeah.
Black Boss Super Rainbow. I got to see them last week, and they do that. And it's wild. And there's bass and a drummer. And Cast Before were just hit and play. And more, 10 times more gear, and the guy's just is playing. Points in the air. You know what I'm talking about?
There's actually a band, I don't know if all the members are from Pedro, called Fart Barf. They use analog synths, too.
Really?
Yeah. They're
really,
really good band.
Good.
Brian Brunack's in it.
From Leeches.
From Leeches.
The organ
plays
man.
Drums. Yeah,
yeah, but he plays, you know, he's a really good drummer. He's played drums in bands, and he's...
Well, at that time, it was Raul. That's the first time I saw Raul play. He had a plastic garbage sack over his head and was playing like kind of straight cat style standing up. Well, he's straight cats. It's older than that.
Yeah.
But you stand up, you don't sit on a throne.
He actually did the Shred Fest Leeches.
Wow. Okay, Fart Barf. I got to check this out. What a name.
It's really good.
Better Barf. What's this Cry Tonight?
One of our songs?
It's the last one we're going to play today for you guys.
That's actually the first one out of the batch that I wrote.
End up last.
Yeah, ends up last.
Ain't that weird? Let's listen.
Yeah. Stay the one and wanting to. They want you to lie.
Watch for Pedro Show. Our last music for today's edition. Start off with one more tune from the upcoming Pastelevision. It ain't just seven tunes. It's going to be, what, over 20, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 40. No, it's going to be 9, actually.
9?
Yeah.
9.
It's only going to be 9.
Because some of the numbers said 22, 21.
I just got that. I don't know how to work a computer. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe you had different versions of the same tune on there.
Yeah, probably
different mixes.
And then we heard the Bellhots.
We played with them. They're really awesome. They're from Santa Ana.
Santa Ana, OC band.
Yeah.
A tune called Ella Darling. And yeah, they're band favorites.
Yeah, I like them.
The Mekaleka Highs, Dracula's Bride.
That's another band we played with that is really, really
awesome.
From? Orange County.
Orange County,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to play there Friday with Fear.
What?
It used to be called the Galaxy. I think it's called Observatory now.
Oh, yeah, Observatory.
Yeah. You know what Lee did? He recorded the whole first album. See, if you can't get the rights back to your album, just record it again.
Then you own it.
Well, right?
That's really funny. He's all different musicians, too.
It's just, well, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm an old time fan. But I like the old guys, Philo and Styx. I mean, they were a trippy band. Like punk rock Beethoven, man. It's intense.
Yeah.
If you ever try to play their songs, it's really hard. I did Let's Have a War for the Repo Man tribute. We're going to try to do that, man. You need a buttload of air in your lung. And there's no breaks. And then Dave Preston with Lovers and Such. We Used to Dream by Orbits. V-Line by the Extract. Alter Yinga Lepers with Awesome Homeless Man. They're from Italy, the south part, the heel. Italy's a boot, the heel part.
The boot of it.
They call it Bari. Scarcity Tanks with Quigley Dictum. They're out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Silk Screen Eyes by Mystical Weapons.
Okay, so you come back to town. Is Eva on the bass? How'd you get on bass?
I was playing violin, and yeah. I had a friend, my best friend, Gabby, was playing drums in a band with Angela from Bon Bon, and she decided she wanted to play guitar, so she could write the songs, and she told me, you really need to switch to an instrument, you can play in a band with me, and she told me that I should play bass.
Alphabets, that was
yeah,
Gabby's band.
And so we started a band called The Grimes.
The Grimes, right.
And, I just borrowed some basses, and you gave me my first bass.
That was the first one?
Yeah, because I told you I...
Wow, that came from Washington, but on the east side, Spokane.
Yeah. Spokane, yeah.
Came to a gig, and this cat brought it to me. Huh. I can't remember the name of the venue.
Yeah, he's from Spokane. Darren Huff.
Darren!
Huff. Is the one who made that bass, and I told
Darren
you...
Darren Huff, not to be confused with the bass player, Darren Huff.
Yeah.
Who's from Boulder, and
yeah.
is a bitch in stand-up. He played Nels Kleinsfield. That's why I always screw up his name, because it's so close. Darren Huff and Devin Huff.
Yeah.
Close, you know? And he did really, really nice job.
Yeah, he did. I went and saw
Kate. It's got inlays like a D moon on it, Pelican.
I always wonder what the D stood for on that D Huff guitar.
Because Darren Huff.
Darren.
Yeah, Darren. I never knew that.
I remember. It was in his garage, the workshop.
Yeah.
Incredible. He likes, he had a bunch of models that looked like Les Claypool, the big lollipops. Yeah. Okay, so you started playing.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I think I showed you some stuff, right?
Yeah, you tried to teach me a couple of lessons.
Technical? Or?
And you said you weren't a very good teacher, and you told me that I should take lessons from Kira.
Yeah, that's right. And you took lessons from Kira.
I took a couple lessons from Kira.
Yeah, because Kate's a
great teacher. She lives out in Studio City.
I don't know how to communicate the shit. People have asked me before. Actually, she's one of the only ones where I've tried.
You offered.
I'm but more of a doer than a
teacher.
Learner, yeah. But Kay's really good at it, and in fact, she's taught a lot of ladies bass.
Yeah, and she does it for free.
She just loves to do it. She thinks it's part of a...
person.
No, but also the old days.
Yeah.
Well, with the scene when you helped each other. You know, she's from the first punk scene. She helped... She ran the practice pad, the mask.
Yeah.
She's from the very old days, so she's always tried to keep them ethics, and that's why I think she wanted to show
people. I've always had a lot of respect for her. She's awesome.
Okay, so, but then you played in some bands.
Well, I played in, we Canada started, Bean. Well, yeah, after Grimes ended.
Between Grimes and Canada Bean, before the band, right?
I played, like, guest bass for, like, a 80s hardcore band that was in Florida called No Fraud. And I just did some shows for them in Florida, like a string of shows, but it wasn't, like, permanent. It was just, like, for some reunion shows for them, for people that were, like, fans of theirs in the 80s. And then I started with Canada Beans with Jessica.
Right.
Well, I was kind of simultaneous.
And I think I saw one of the last gigs there at the Tri-Arts Fest.
I played some... that was, like, one of my first gigs after I broke my hand. But
right, that's right. The car flipping over.
Yeah. And,
you know, that old guy who put on that gig, he passed away, the guy in the chair.
Oh, really?
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, I found out about that. Hmm. It was really neat of him getting that festival together.
Yeah,
they don't do it anymore.
Right by the water, man.
Yeah, I was wondering why.
Yeah, because look at
Pedro
stuff, right? It's the same bands with those things at Furman and doing 60s covers. And dude, this cat was trying something, working with Barman and stuff. I wanted to get into that. What do you think about the Pedro scene?
I like it.
Right now.
There's a lot of good bands.
Yeah, but it just, there's a real lack of
venues.
There's
especially
like, there's
all
no ages.
We're talking about
like,
all ages. Yeah. There's none.
There's nothing right now.
Unless
and there's a lot of like teenager bands too. It's really, really difficult right now.
There's a lot of teenager bands.
Well, I feel like there's teenagers that want to go to shows and there's teenager bands, but there's no all ages venues. And even for non-teenagers, there's like really no venues. There's only like Harold's and it's
a bar.
Yeah, and they have like weird terms and stuff. I don't know. There's just really a lack of places to have shows, and it really sucks because the scene is still like alive. People want to do it, but there's a real lack of places to
do
shows. Yeah.
There's no all ages shows, so there's no motivation to go out and learn how to play.
Yeah.
So
there's really just
go to the prac pad and hang out with your friends.
And then you do that, and you don't really get anything done because like we're not gonna play anyway. So.
It's really frustrating.
So there's a problem. See, this is when the situation for promoters is needed. Mm-hmm. Not like a ripoff dude, but something to get something happening on that level.
Yeah.
With the same energy that people bring to a band or writing songs and stuff. This is important.
Yeah, somebody who's passionate about being a promoter.
Putting a space.
Yeah.
Like when I was talking about the Mass days, it was this guy from Scotland named Brendan Mullen. Mm-hmm. He was incredible. There's a book called We Got the Neutron Bomb, Brendan wrote with Don Bowles. And they talk about the old Hollywood scene. In fact, last week I did a spiel for a documentary Gays and X and Don Bowles is making about the old days. And I was really intense about telling them that I owe them a lot. You need a fabric. You need a culture to come out of. And anyway, you guys are of the now. You're in Pedro. You're making music. You got your band. I thought it was very relevant. The stuff I started doing 35 years ago here. When our punk scene, your punk scene, all our punk scene started for Pedro. And it's really my honor. So I'm really proud of you guys.
Thanks.
Aww.
Much respect. It's like our thing wasn't just some weird thing that fizzled off and died. It's not like
it's
we gave you a copy machine. It's more like we gave you, like a pen.
Yeah.
Or we passed on the pen that we got. Now it's your turn to write the story. Your story.
Yep.
And it really is strong for me. So I want to thank all of you.
I
want to
thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
And keep on keeping on. When the record comes out, you know, we'll play the songs that we didn't play here with their mixed versions, and we'll talk more about stuff.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's been the June 5th, 2013 edition of Wild for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.